falls and fall-related injuries among U.S. adults, given by Dr. Santosh Verma, who is Senior Research Scientist with the Liberty Mutual Research Institute for Safety. Dr. Verma's research is focused on investigating the causes and consequences of slips, trips, and falls, as well as returning to work outcomes following various medical treatments. So please welcome Dr. Verma.
Good afternoon, everybody. So today I'll be talking about quantifying falls and fall-related injuries among U.S. adults. I would like to acknowledge my co-investigators, Joanna Willets, Helen Carnes, Helen Wellman, Dave Lombardi, and Ted Courtney. I have no relevant financial relationships to disclose. So as Dr. Kramer said, I work at the Liberty Mutual Research Institute for Safety. And for those of you who are not familiar with our institute is dedicated to doing scientific research to prevent injuries and reduce disability. And we publish our scientific research in open peer-reviewed scientific journals. We are located in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, which is exactly 26.2 miles west of Boston, Massachusetts. So basically, Boston Marathon starts from Hopkinton. All right. So let's talk about falls and fall injuries among U.S. adults. So this chart is showing the leading causes of emergency room treated injuries in the U.S. And as you can see from these red boxes, falls are the leading cause of emergency room treated injuries in almost all age strata. However, if you look at the research, most of the research has focused on older adults, so 65 plus, or among children. And not a lot of research has been done among young and middle-aged adults, so working-age adults, so there is not that much research. And a couple of years back, we did a literature review on epidemiologic fall studies, and what we found was that about half of the research, fall research, is being done among people who have some condition that makes them more vulnerable to falls, cancer, stroke, anemia, etc. About a third is done among older adults. And a very small proportion of fall research has included adults of multiple age group or have included adults of like the whole lifespan. So some of the things that we realized from that literature review is that there is no national estimate for falls in the U.S. Even the estimate on fall injuries is limited, so there is no detailed estimate by age and gender groups. And few studies have examined risk factors for falls among young adults and middle-aged adults. So for this presentation, and so the objectives were many for this project, but for this presentation, and to fit my talk in 10 minutes, I will focus on quantifying falls and fall-related injuries among U.S. adults by age and gender. And we did that using National Health Interview Survey data. And National Health Interview Survey is a nationally representative survey. It is conducted annually. It includes non-institutionalized U.S. civilian population. And in the National Health Interview Survey, there are core set of questions that are asked every year. However, each year, organizations may sponsor a supplement, and they can include the questions that interest them. So in 2008, there was a supplement on falls. It was called Balance and Dizziness Supplement. And in this supplement, questions were asked about fall experience in the previous 12 months. So did you experience a fall in the previous 12 months? How many falls do you experience in the previous 12 months? And we are going to use this supplement to calculate national estimate for falls. For fall injuries, fall injury questions are included in the core set of questions. So did you get injured in the last 3 months? Was your injury related to falls? So this is asked every year. So for that, we were able to aggregate data from 2004 to 2013. So like 10 years of aggregated data, we used ICD-9 codes to identify falls. And fall experience was asked with a recall period of 3 months. Whereas as in comparison to falls, which was asked like in the previous 12 months, did you experience a fall? The data analysis was pretty straightforward. We used the sampling weight provided by NHIS to calculate weighted estimate for national prevalence of falls and fall injuries. For fall injuries, we annualized fall injuries. So we annualized fall injuries from 10 years of aggregated data. We used PROC survey means in SAS. So here are some of the results. So based on 2008 supplement, 12% of US adults reported falling in the previous year. And these adults experienced 80 million falls at the rate of 37.2 falls per 100 person years. And here I would just say that this is the first study to provide a national estimate of falls among US adults. However, there is a major limitation to this study finding because falls are a soft outcome. And you're asking people about their fall experience in the previous 12 months. People may not remember their fall experience in the previous 12 months. And this problem may be even more acute among elderly. So this is, even though this is a number, we think this is a this is an underestimate. So the, actually the number of falls is much more than what we are reporting here. For fall injuries, about 10 million fall injuries were reported by US adults in a year. And if you compare this with emergency room treated fall injuries, emergency room fall treated injuries are about 6 to 6.5 million every year, depending on the which year you are looking at. So NHIS gives us a higher estimate, and that is not unexpected because not all fall injuries are treated in emergency room. And rate of fall injury was 4.38 fall injuries per 100 person years. So now let us look at falls and fall injuries by age and gender group. This chart is showing the proportion of people who reported a fall in previous 12 months in each age group by gender. So red line is for female, blue line is for males. And as you can see, with increasing age, the proportion of people who report a fall injury in the previous 12 months goes up. And proportion is consistently higher among females as compared to males. And this is to be expected. But let us look at the number of fallers. So if you look at the number of fallers, a lot of fallers are middle-aged, are in the middle age, are young adults. Actually, the number of fallers goes down in 65 to 74-year age group. It goes back up a little bit for females in 75-plus age group. And the same thing we see for males. So even though the risk of fall increases with age, if you are looking at the absolute number of fallers, it is a lot of middle-aged adults and young adults are falling. And this is because the denominator is so big among middle-aged adults and young adults that a lot of fallers are in that age group. We see a similar result in fall injuries. So if you look at the proportion of people who reported an injury from fall in the previous 3 months, you can see that that proportion goes up with age and it is consistently higher among females as compared to males. It looks a little bit steeper for females here as compared to males. We didn't test that statistically. But if you look at the number of people, so not the proportion, but at number of people who reported a fall injury in the previous 3 months, among females, the highest number was in 75-plus age group, but the second highest and the third highest, it's among the middle-aged women. And for men, it's very different. So the highest number is in 45 to 54-year age group, this age group. And for the second place, actually, there's a tie between 35 to 44, 55 to 64, and 75-plus. So a lot of injuries among men is happening in this age group. And if you look at overall, of all fall-related injuries in the U.S., about one-third of all fall-related injuries occur among older adults, about one-third they occur among middle-aged adults. In middle age, we are defining by 45 to 64, and about one-third occur among young adults, so 18 to 44 years of age. So this was the first study to kind of provide a national estimate for falls, looked at the detailed estimate of fall injuries by age and gender. However, we see that the risk of fall and fall-related injuries increase with age. However, a substantial proportion of population, working population, is reporting fall-related injuries. And if we want to make a substantial impact in reducing the overall fall-related injuries in the U.S., then we cannot ignore this population. So even though elderly are more vulnerable, there are a lot of young people and there are a lot of middle-aged adults, a lot of these are working-age adults, and we need to reduce fall injuries among them too. So our fall prevention effort, our fall research has to focus on these people. And other thing is that the middle-aged adults of today are the older adults of tomorrow. So if we make them resilient against falling now, then hopefully they will carry over some of this effect when they get older. So we are preventing fall them now, and then we are also making them more resilient against falling when they get older. So that's all my presentation. Thank you very much for listening.